It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, there are moves to bring bus rapid transit to Milwaukee. We'll talk about what that kind of transit is and how it could help the city.
But first, the scientific community is abuzz because researchers at the Laser Interferometer Gravity Wave Observatory, or LIGO, have announced that they have finally observed gravitational waves.
Gravitational waves were predicted by Albert Einstein as part of his general theory of relativity, hadn't been actually detected until now.
Joining us now to talk about that discovery is Sebastian Hines, professor of astronomy at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Sebastian, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, there's been a lot of excitement over this announcement, but before we really dig in, what are gravitational waves?
So Einstein predicted in his theory of gravity that space-time, the fabric of space and time woven together, actually can vibrate and it can ring and can transmit waves, just like sound waves travel through air, and that those waves could be one day maybe detected. And so finally we've seen his prediction confirmed.
So for those of us who aren't scientists, who haven't been tracking this thing, why is this such a big deal, this discovery?
So, you know, astronomers use light to observe the universe, and that's pretty much what we've been confined to for the last 400 years and longer. But this is basically a completely new window to observe the universe, and it tests fundamental theories of gravity and the formation of black holes and the universe, the formation of the universe at the very basic level. So this is basically one of those discoveries that have been, you know, in the making for 100 years and that can test gravity and Einstein's theory at a very, very precise level. And so we can now say that the predictions that were made 100 years ago are true and that Einstein was right.
Well, set it up for us. How were these gravitational waves confirmed? How do we pick it up?
So gravitational waves are, you know, these ripples in space and time. And what that really means is that space, right, the space between you and me, the space between us and the sun, can be deformed. It can actually be squeezed and stretched. And in this case, it was squeezed and stretched by two black holes, and we can talk about that, that were merging, they were colliding and coalescing a long, long time ago, far away in space, and the ripples, the stretching and squeezing of space, travels through space at the speed of light. And when it reaches Earth, it just ever so slightly deforms everything on Earth, because everything is in space, and so if space is deformed, everything is deformed with it. And so the way that this was detected was that very heavy weights were suspended very, very delicately in these two experiments. And when the waves, these space waves, came by, they moved the weights just ever so slightly back and forth. And with the laser interferometer that they built, they could actually detect slight changes in the position of these weights that were suspended as a response of the space waves going by, the gravity waves.
And what exactly is a laser interferometer?
So a laser interferometer basically means that you have a way to measure distances extremely accurately with lasers. And lasers are used because they are so stable in their properties, and they are very, very precise in their wavelength. And you can measure the distance or the change in distance between one place and another to extremely high accuracy. And they used a little trick by moving the lasers in two opposite directions and then measuring how the distance between one direction and the other changed relative to each other. And so without the gravitational waves going by, the lasers would not actually produce a light. And then when the gravitational waves squeezes the space in one direction and then stretches it in the other, then you see a slight flicker of light. And the flickering of light is what you want to look for. And the specific signal that we're looking for was, you know, a flickering at a periodic signal that goes on and off, and goes faster and faster as the two black holes they were colliding get closer and closer and finally merge. So they call it a chirp. So it's like if you make a noise and the frequency goes up. It's like a siren coming close to you, and you can hear the sound becoming higher in pitch.
We're talking right now about a huge new discovery in the world of physics, gravitational waves, something predicted by Einstein something like 100 years ago. And we're talking about it with Sebastian Hines, professor of astronomy at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And you use the word chirp, and that's something kind of unusual about this. There is a sound associated with this finding, and we have a little bit of audio we're going to play. But first, tell us what we're going to hear.
So you will hear the ringing of space-time translated to sound. So the waves that travel through space made into sound waves, and the frequency, right, so what you hear, the pitch, is going to change as the black holes get closer and closer together. And as they get closer and closer together, they speed up orbiting each other. And as they speed up, the frequency also goes up. And then once they coalesce, the sound stops, because once they've made one big black hole, and there's no more wiggling of space-time because they, you know, the black hole has finally formed.
Okay, if you understood that, here's the clip. And one more time, because it's so short and sweet. One more time. So does it really happen that fast?
It happens much faster than that, actually.
Wow.
So this was sped up. And the reason that is because when black holes are extreme objects. You take, in this case, 30 times the mass of the sun, and you squeeze it into something that is the size of Madison, and then it becomes a black hole. And that's what we have here. We have two of these massive black holes orbiting each other. So, you know, like the sun and the Earth orbit each other, mostly the Earth orbits the sun. In this case, we have two roughly equal-sized black holes that orbit each other. And the orbital period, the time it takes, right, the year, basically, what takes a year for the Earth to go around, for those black holes, it takes a fraction of a second as they're so close to each other. And so the frequency that you hear, right, the pitch, is just the frequency with which the black holes go around each other. And as they get closer and closer, their orbit gets shorter and shorter. They become faster and faster until they start overlapping and merging.
Now, in a New York Times article that I was reading about this discovery, it said that black holes were sort of one of the more grim predictions of Einstein, and now we're seeing how they behave. What is it about black holes that we're learning thanks to this?
So this is, you know, the gravitational wave discovery provides a completely new way to test the properties of black holes that we haven't been able to test before very accurately. So, for example, this particular discovery shows that the black holes were rotating, so they had a spin. Everything rotates just a little bit, right? But if you look at black holes, even they can rotate, and so we are now able to measure the spin. We can measure how the coalescence of these two black holes actually happens. So, and how does space-time, the prediction of Einstein, how does it get warped when these extreme objects come close to each other? So these are all very new ways to test the predictions that are based on the theory, and computer models are now able to reproduce this, and that's how we can deduce the properties of the black holes by comparing them to very detailed computer models of this.
And Sebastian, just super briefly, if you can, how is this going to change things?
So first of all, it's going to allow us to detect many, many more of these things. So it's like a new, completely new window to the universe. I think the comparison would be if we had just discovered the telescope. So we weren't able to look at something in detail, and now all of a sudden we can see light from far away across the universe. Now we can see, for the first time ever, gravitational waves, messengers from extreme events in the universe, bringing news from these events that we can measure for the first time ever. So we can now look for the mergers of neutron stars, black holes. We can look for even more extreme cosmic events. We can look at the ripping of space-time itself that's predicted by some new theories of gravity.
Sebastian, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Sebastian Hines, a professor of astronomy at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He joined us to talk about this huge new discovery in the world of physics, gravitational waves.